From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Bahamians vote in their first referendum crucial to the political future of the country. Suriname's former military strongman calls for the government to resign. And a Caribbean tourist official denies there's discrimination against black visitors to the region. I'm Rosie Hayes, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Bahamians will vote tomorrow in the country's first ever referendum that the government has turned into a vote on its popularity. The administration of Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham is seeking approval for changes to the country's independence constitution. But the fact that elections are also due this year has given a razor-sharp political edge to the campaign. The opposition has called on voters to throw out the proposals. Bertram Niles reports.
On the face of it, most of the proposals would appear to be desirable in a modern democracy: an intersexist language in the constitution, the creation of an independent electoral and boundaries commission, extending the retirement age for judges, and creating a commission to regulate teachers and ensure they meet uniform standards. Voters are also being asked whether children born abroad to Bahamian women and foreign fathers should be allowed to have Bahamian citizenship. Parliament voted in December to take the issues to the people, and the government announced the date for the plebiscite at year end. The opposition Progressive Liberal Party, the PLP, has campaigned vigorously for a no vote, with leader Parry Christie complaining that enough time hasn't been given to debate the changes.